An inclusive city that recognizes everyone's abilities is the goal of National Accessibility Week this year, running from May 28 to June 3. To that end, the city of Coquitlam will hold its first Accessibility Resource Fair on June 1 from 4 to 6 p.m. at the New Millardville Community Center, located at 1200 Cartier Avenue. Everyone is welcome to drop by to learn about programs and services that help everyone thrive, provided by local groups and support agencies. Find out about the work of Coquitlam's Equity, Diversity and Inclusion Program and the Universal Accessibility Advisory Committee. Provide input to inform the development of the city's new strategic transportation plan. And try out various sport and fitness sessions for people of diverse abilities and languages. The event is fragrance-free and close to transit. Millardville Community Center has a variety of accessible features, including door openers, parking stalls, washrooms, elevator, tactile stairway floor markers and color-contrasting window decals. More event information can be found at coquitlam.ca/recaccess. In addition to the resource fair, residents can enjoy several registered and drop-in activities. While all activities are free, most require advance registration. Visit coquitlam.ca/recaccess for details and registration links. Activities include wheelchair lacrosse, try it with sport wheelchairs available, on May 28, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Centennial Activity Center. Zumba Centau, 19-plus years, featuring seated exercises, on May 31, 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. at Glen Pine Pavilion. Pickleball for newcomers, 19-plus years, instructed in Farsi, on June 1, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Millardville Community Center. Art for Positive Change, 16-plus years, a chance to create abstract art and distress, on June 1, 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Glen Pine Pavilion. Tours of Dogwood Pavilion on June 3 offered in Mandarin from 1:30 to 2 p.m. and in Spanish from 2:30 to 3 p.m. and Family, Youth and Adult Bocha Triats in partnership with Sportability BC, on June 3 from 6:30 to 8:45 p.m. at Centennial Activity Center.